Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, for thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Lamentations 3:22-27. Now, take another look at this 27th verse. It says, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. I believe this to mean that there are certain responsibilities which come our way. We should be willing to share our duties and to do them faithfully for the Lord. How easy it is to shirk responsibility. Do you remember that expression which says, let George do it? I believe that this is one of the troubles of our world today. There are too many folks who are unwilling to accept their responsibility. Just for instance, let me tell you this. At a nice little rest stop along the highway, we stopped to rest, and later we fried some bacon and eggs. There were those tall pine trees, and it was a lovely spot. You see, we had a little charcoal grill along with us, and it came in very handy to fix our meal at this rest stop. Now, if everyone that stopped at a rest stop would pick up their scrap paper, tin cans, and bottles, and put them in the garbage barrel, how easy it would be for those who maintain those rest areas to keep them clean. But would you believe it? That I saw near this particular rest stop garbage and trash such as bottles and cans that had been tossed over the fence nearby rather than being placed in the garbage barrel. What is the matter? Were these folks who littered this rest area unwilling to share the responsibility which rightfully belongs to them? How much more pleasant life would be for other people if each one was willing to do their part and share their responsibility. This means that those who do not share their responsibility are a part of the problem and not the solution. Now, just as this is true in the natural, how much more so is it true spiritually? If you are not helping to solve the complications of life, you are a part of the problem. Nevertheless, there are those who want to enjoy the good things of life, the blessings and the favors of God, and still share little or no responsibility. I appreciate the encouraging letter which we recently received from Sister Mamie Norcott of Fort Scott, Kansas. Sister Mamie usually listens to the broadcast. I want to quote a part of your letter. Quote, I thank God for the message God gave you on praying without ceasing. Sometimes I have trials with the devil. Usually trials come through other people. But when the devil can't find people to make them a trial to you, he'll come and try to crush you down and defeat you. I'm so glad I can flee to God and come out with victory in my soul. Yes, it takes much prayer. But it is a great privilege and opportunity, yet it is our duty to pray. It's an opportunity that's precious to my soul. I love that sweet hour of prayer. I always, in my younger days, intended to go through life on a bed of ease. Because if you carry too much responsibility, I thought it would age you and put gray hairs in your head. And I never planned on growing old. But God has changed me. I'd rather carry a heavy burden for God and His glory than to live on a bed of ease. End of quote. Thank you, Sister Mamie. I'm glad the Lord caused you to be willing to bear some burdens for Him. Now listen to this scripture. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Here's a poem. One more day's work for Jesus. One more day's work for Jesus. One less of life for me. But heaven is nearer and Christ is dearer than yesterday to me. His love and light fill all my soul tonight. One more day's work for Jesus. How glorious is my King. 'Tis joy, not duty, to speak His beauty. My soul mounts on the wing at the mere thought how Christ my life has bought. One more day's work for Jesus. How sweet the work has been to tell the story, to show the glory when Christ's flock enter in. How it did shine in this poor heart of mine. One more day's work for Jesus. Oh, yes, a weary day. But heaven shines clearer, and rest comes nearer at each step of the way. And Christ in all, before His face I fall. Oh, blessed work for Jesus. Oh, rest at Jesus' feet. Their toil seems pleasure. My wants are treasure, and pain for Him is sweet. Lord, if I may, I'll serve another day. I say that it is not only a duty, but it is a privilege to proclaim the gospel. Of course, God has called some of His people for one thing, and others He has called for other lines of duty. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul when he said, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more." 1 Corinthians 9:16-19. Now, dear ones, don't you see how Paul felt his obligation to God and to those who were without the gospel? Yet, I like the way he made the gospel without charge. This is the way we are endeavoring to do on this broadcast and also on those printed weekly copies which we mail. We're looking to the Lord for our reward when we get to the end of life's journey. Sometimes He even rewards in many ways right here in this life. But remember, whatever your calling may be, one of these days you will do your last day's work. Some of these days, I will prepare my last message for this broadcast. And then, won't we be glad that we labored willingly for God? There's one scripture which says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Psalm 126:6. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the gospel seed which is sown over this broadcast. May some word or thought fall into good and honest hearts and bring forth fruit for the eternal glory of God. Bless each listener with the richest blessings of heaven, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, if you would like a copy of today's broadcast, you may have one, free without cost or obligation, by writing to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. It is our sincere desire that we may be a blessing to those who hear the broadcast from week to week. Surely, there's much to do for God. The Lord needs labors in His field. Let us not shirk our responsibility, but let us do willingly, joyfully, and gladly that which the Lord lays on our hearts to do for Him.
Oh, how sublime is the life of a Christian, filled with the glory of Jesus divine. Deep in His bosom, be joyfully conscious that He is born of a heavenly line. I am a child of the King, a child of the child of the King. I am a child of the King. I am a prince in the kingdom of love. I am a child of the King. Once I was lost and a child of confusion. Over the mountains of folly I roam. But at the cross I have entered the kingdom. Glory to Jesus, His love is enthroned. I am a child of the King, a child of the child of the King. I am a child of the King. I am a prince in the kingdom of love. I am a child of the King. God is my Father, and Jesus my brother. Since I'm adopted by heavenly love, I am an heir in the kingdom of glory, and have a crown that is waiting above. I am a child of the King, a child of the child of the King. I am a child of the King. I am a prince in the kingdom of love.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.